most invincible person I've ever seen as far as getting away with shit.
Who, Hillary Clinton?
Yes. She's a Democrat. And she's a fucking... Yeah, it's the Clinton name, too. Yeah. And Bill's her husband, all that shit. She's a famous Democrat. That's what it is, bro. Bro, I hate when Hillary speaks, so her eyes pop out. Like, she looks like a fucking alien when her eyes about to pop out and shit.
They all off some different shit, bro. These politicians, they in their own type of bubble. A lot different from the regular middle class, you know? You know, they got the Secret Service watching them at the end of the day, man. They got the Secret Service watching them. And shit.
Oh, yeah, they still be watched, huh?
But Trump, do you actually think he's going to get handcuffed, though?
They said he won't get handcuffed, but they said he...
I don't think he will.
Nah, he's probably just going to be placed in a special place.
Yeah.
He's going to be in a hotel, bro.
He's got to be in he's got to be in New York for that case Tuesday.
That's going to have him in a hotel where he can't get out, bro. That's basically it.
Yo, speaking of
that... a hotel?
Yo.
I'm dead.
Andrew, rich, Andrew and Tristan...
prison going
to
be
Andrew
nice.
Tristan Tate actually got to speak today.
Oh, he got out.
Both of them had... Yo, Andrew's got a big-ass beard now. Wow. Like, he looks tight and different. Tristan got a beard, too. They both look... Yeah, they both got to speak to the press.
Okay.
Yo, what'd they say?
That's good news.
I just think I saw a little bit of clip. I'm gonna pull it up, bro.
Yeah, about time them guys get free. But they out for good, or are they like...
I think they're on house arrest.
Yeah, I think you're right. House arrest.
Makes sense. Usually they just don't let you out just scotch-free, man.
Ah, yeah.
It's always
especially a major case, like what they got. Like, I don't know.
Big major.
I don't think it's for real, though, but if it is, damn.
I don't think it's real, man.
I can't search it, girl.
He's been with so many... Andrew Tate's been with so many girls, and none of them have said nothing.
Right. Even some actually came out and defended. Came out in defense of the Tate.
Right.
But why are they not talking about that? They want to talk about the lying...
They want to demasculize a man,
see?
Bro.
Exactly.
Right.
All part of that transgender...
And even with Trump, lives, man, he paid a hooker or a porn star... to have some sex, right?
Yes.
Was he the first man to do that?
Hell no.
Okay, man.
Bro, Bill Clinton got topped in the fucking White House by Monica Lewinsky, bro. Yeah. Remember
Monica
that shit?
Lewinsky.
Remember that? Yo, there was sperm on her fucking dress and shit. They did like a test or some shit. Yeah. They found they found dried sperm on her dress.
Holy cow.
That's how it got confirmed. That was Bill Clinton that did that shit.
Well, damn. Yeah. I'm sure some people on the podcast are gonna be hearing this for the first time. Yeah. Damn.
Are we on podcast? Guy. Yeah, exactly.
Yo, that's insane. The fact that...
Damn.
And that's actually proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bill Clinton, what happened to him?
So, no. They must have just saw the...
He got impeached, but he never got, arrested and all that shit. Yeah.
What'd you say?
So, I wonder how she... they caught them in the act or what?
I think it was just a rumor.
It was rumored and later got proven.
Right.
Damn, so they really went to her crib and looked for that dress.
Monica Lewinsky was.
She didn't even watch that shit.
You know what's kind of dumb, man? Why are they so into people's sex lives?
See? They try to invite... They think sex... I mean, it might be bad, but it's not a crime at all whatsoever.
Sex is not a crime.
Exactly.
If it's consensual, sex is normal, man. Sex is normal, man. I don't know why they looking at people, you know, all different types of way.
Yep.
But with the LGBT community, if I might add, they really promote their sexuality, right? Them having sex with their same gender and, like, different types of stuff they got going on, they promote it. It's their sexuality. But when stuff like that happens with straight people, it seems more like, close your eyes, you know, this is not to be seen.
Exactly.
They act like it's more bigger than it actually is.
It's not. Like,
but it's not. A man and a woman, yeah, it could happen. If you're around a girl, she's looking at you too long, you're looking at her, bro, it could happen.
That's how it be, bro.
And guess what? Some people slip up. You know, maybe you're not supposed to be fucking bitches at work, but guess what? She kept looking at you.
Yeah.
And she kept wanting it, too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because with the Bill Clinton shit, I mean, obviously, you know, it was consensual.
Yeah, right? It was consensual. Yeah, no.
You get me?
Yeah.
So that's not like, he's not like he... raped her.
That's what's up for
Bill, though. Don't lie. Nigga get top in the office.
Yo, that's pretty legendary.
Bill Clinton, man.
Yo.
But Donald Trump might actually get indicted on this.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, they indicted him yesterday, and he's supposed to go in Tuesday.
Okay.
So.
Going in Tuesday. But Donald Trump, his defense is so good. I think he'll be fine, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire at the end of the day. He'll be fine. What do you think, though?
But how long would this going to drag out, though? That's the question.
Right. Yeah. How long y'all think it's going to drag out?
How far are they going to dig in?
All the way to 2020.
That's the question. Hey, how far are they going
to
dig in?
I think this is going to drag all the way to the 2024 election, bro. Because this is what it all comes down to at the end of the day.
There's some people that want that to happen, actually. Yep. That don't like Trump, so. That's what they're going to try to. They're going to keep bringing it up, basically. You see? That could definitely hurt his chances.
Yeah, see that part? They show up. The Trump's up in the polls in the Republican primary and in the general election versus Biden for 2024.
Got you.
So this is all political, I think, bro. Mm-hmm. They're trying to stop him so he don't become president again.
It's about power, man. It's about power. It's about, you know.
Yep, it's always been about power, bro. Yeah.
The country's just getting so divided now, bro. And this is why I feel like China and Russia right now
are seeing blood and taking advantage of everything as far as global economic shit and all that.
Yeah,
power force.
Because we're in a lot of debt. Our economy is in a sink. Is in a depression.
That's why Russia's trying to make. They're actually becoming having a better relationship with the African countries than the U.S. and African countries are having right now.
China's, that's not good.
Having a good relation with South America. All the South American
countries. See, we're losing value with the trade and stuff with Africa now because of this shit. So yeah, that's not. China, Russia's really taking advantage right now.
And I forgot which one of y'all mentioned, but didn't Africa get some of their bills acquitted from the U.S.?
From Russia.
Yeah. From Russia?
Russia
acquitted because, the U.S.
Because they're trying to lower the U.S. value of the U.S. dollar, you know?
Okay.
Something like that.
So basically Africa doesn't have to pay back their debt because Russia's saying they
something
don't.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Russia's trying to really get in the middle of some things.
See? Putin's making a lot of moves right now.
And the Chinese are building up Africa, bro.
They are, man. Yep.
Building a lot of ports and rail stations, all types of shit, bro.
Yeah, it's a good thing you mentioned that, because they definitely are taking over Africa right now.
Which is good for Africa, I ain't gonna lie. It's good besides the debt part, though.
Yeah.
Everybody's in debt, but it just seems like the U.S. might be in the most.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's okay, guys. Let's just put out more money to send to Ukraine. We're all good. That's
the
all
fact that we doing that shit, man, doesn't make sense.
All my tax dollars.
All money, bro.
And let's talk about it. How much stuff is actually getting to Ukraine?
Look, I sent you a video. They said about only 20% of the actual shit is going to Ukraine.
20%
of the fucking military aid we sent in, bro. Yeah.
I think the money's.
Where's the rest of that? Where's the 80% of that going? We talking about Zelensky, the rest of the Ukrainian government, right?
Shit, cartel got intercepted some shit too, some weapons. But it's getting sold on the black market somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's getting intercepted, stolen. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's taking it. Somebody's using it. Mm-hmm. Making money off it. That's what it comes down to. War is all about money, man.
Yep.
Who has the most money? Who has the most guys? You know what I'm saying? Who has the most guns and shit?
Yeah.
And Russia.
Russia's actually required another 147,000 to get drafted by July 15th.
Yeah.
Putin ordered that, so.
And that's about what?
Only a couple more months, right? It's April now.
April now, so it's going to be...
May, June, yeah, 3 months. That's crazy. So 147,000 Russians was required for more troops by that time. By draft. By mobilization. So. Putin's not playing with this shit. Putin's going to continue this war until he wins, I feel like.
Nah, deadass.
Putin Speaking of also, is relentless. He's putting nukes in Belarus, too, which is also borders Ukraine. Belarus is Putin's ally, that country.
It's looking bad for Ukraine, man. I know when the war first started,
you know,
our predictions were basically it would end within...
We thought Russia would take over.
Predictions look like it's getting close to being right, man.
Now it is, yeah.
Because Russia's looking...
Slowly taking over.
I mean, if they want 147,000 more guys over... With more weapons.
Oh,
more
yeah. Putin's not going to give in.
He's not.
He'll continue to do drafts over and over until...
Until it gets
needed. Done. I mean, yeah. That's what Russia always do. They always had strength in numbers. Going back to the World War II, you know, Soviet Union days.
Yeah, it's just because their land is so vast.
It's so vast.
It can have a big population, bro.
That's a fact.
Because half the shit's actually... The country's actually located in Asia, too.
Yeah.
Like Siberia. That's Russian, but it's literally like a lot of Asian... People that live there, but they're actually, but they're Russian.
Wow.
Because Russia covers part of the Asian area.
Chinese too.
Yep.
Putin's pursuit. It's crazy, man. But yeah, Putin, he's definitely not going to stop. I mean, the U.S. is throwing money into an empty pit at this point.
I agree.
So
empty fire pit, bro.
Right. Because if he's already doing what he's doing and he's getting farther and we're spending money and it's not working,
yeah,
why keep doing it?
That's why Zelensky continues to beg for money, too.
Supposedly, we're going to see a counterattack once spring hits, which is spring right now, but shit, I ain't see shit happen yet.
But Ukraine has attacked Russia, correct?
I think they have made a couple of indirect attacks.
Nothing like.
But they actually did attack civilians. Like, they actually attacked military shit.
Okay.
Unlike Russia, who's actually attacked civilian shit.
Russia's very aggressive. Many civilians have fallen.
Yeah. There's been a lot of war crimes, too, on both sides. According to, like, a Human Rights Association, mm-hmm. like, that have been investigating the war.
Wow. That's interesting. I wonder how they even do that shit.
They actually go out and, like, investigate, like, people live at my war scene, like,
like, they actually go out there.
Yeah.
That's pretty dangerous for sure. Damn. That's the thing. Imagine being a media person out there in a wartime.
They
it's
actually,
not worth it. For
they get extra security, though. Like, they, like, yeah. they're, like, before they get in that area, I think the...
I'm sure they have intel on, like, what's going on in that area.
Yeah, in that area. Like, how far the troops are, like, how far the enemy are located.
They have to.
Right,
they have
to. That's because, you know, Zelensky goes out there and visits troops, too. And obviously, they definitely do it. Good
definitely.
Intel
yeah,
of the area before they sent him out.
Y'all think Zelensky's gonna stay firm and stay in Ukraine though?
As long as they have the country, he'll be there, I think.
Yeah.
But if they fall, I don't know. Remember, Russia's already tried to assassinate him when the first war started, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 attempts, but they failed every time in the early days of the war. So they would go for Zelensky's head right away.
Yeah,
so if
they
get,
sure were.
If they do get any hands on Zelensky, he probably is gonna be dead.
Yeah. That's where I feel like where Putin fucked up. If he would have did it the other way and went through how he's going through the South, and I feel like he could probably could have won like that.
But the South is closer to the border though, so it's easier to put troops over that close compared to the capital, Kyiv.
Yeah.
Kyiv's so far in the west of Ukraine, it's further away from Russia.
Like, he could have just bum rushed that shit.
Yeah.
Like that's just his area. He fucked up.
That's the thing though, man. This war is like a whole strategy they got going. I think Putin might even want it to be this way. You never know.
Putin's an evil genius.
Yeah, you're right.
These guys are smart,
this could
man.
Be part of his plan.
Putin's an evil genius.
Let's be honest, man. Everything that happens in our society is a plan. It's not just random shit. These guys, these people are planning shit. Putin is planning to take over the world. That's what he
him
wants
and
to do.
Yeah.
Chinese people, I'm not going to say the Chinese people. They don't have no
Chinese
part in it. The
right.
Chinese government.
Communist government, yeah.
They kind of want to, you know, expand. I mean, everybody wants to expand.
Yeah, speaking of, they just met Xi with the meat pool in Russia 2 weeks ago and stayed there for 2 days. And all they talked about was, you know, deepen their relationship as far as countries and go.
Yep. It's all about business at the end of the day. They're trying to cut the U.S. out of the major business.
That was definitely part of their conversation, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 days they were there, no doubt about it.
They trying to cut the U.S. out of all the money, man.
Oh, speaking of that, Russia actually said they're going to stop sending nuclear information to the United States.
Okay.
Both countries have been technically sending, you know, nuclear information to keep, you know, good ties on
good ties.
On who, what the nuclear situation is on for both countries.
Mm-hmm.
But Russia just actually said that a few days ago. They're not going to be sending any more information to the United States about their nuclear program.
Well, damn.
Why do you think that is? See, Putin's making a lot of moves right now, for sure.
Yeah. He's making a lot of moves, a lot of decisions.
Especially, like, the weapons.
I'm
going
to send that article to you.
That fucking tsunami nuke, bro. You wouldn't even know what the fuck hit you, bro. You don't think it's bad weather, do
you? You can't even defend that shit, right?
Nah, you can't.
It's ridiculous.
You just going to think it's a fucking bad weather, nigga? All of a sudden, nigga. Radioactive dead, nigga.
Like, yo, the radioactive shit's gonna be the biggest problem if they do that shit.
And then my hypersonic missiles, you can't even defend
this. Mm-mm. That's the thing, the warfare has gotten so advanced, man.
Yeah, see.
And the defense, I don't think the defense has caught up to the offense. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Because there's certain things, it would be very, very difficult to try to defend that if they were to launch, you know?
Right.
That's the thing. When you think Chinese or Russia would ever try to really attack us? Or is it like all cap, all about money, all about
threats?
Would they, like, do you think they'll really try to try us up, like our homeland, bro?
It depends on if they're both teaming up and they're both sending like troops, like if they're both sending military planes, like China's sending military planes from one side and Russia's sending planes from the other.
Okay.
I mean, because that's two large militaries after the United States, you know?
Got you. What do you think?
Maybe. I don't think they'll attack the homeland. I feel
no, like I don't. Like you're right.
They'll attack everywhere else away from the homeland and basically kind of box us in on both seas.
Well, Teddy,
Pacific, the Chinese and the party Russians on the Atlantic.
So you think they would do it by air or by like Navy? Like,
Navy.
You think they'll do Navy?
Speaking both, of, because no, Russia actually got a nuclear bomb under like with their submarines on the ocean. They like actually talked about.
But do you guys think they'll actually use nuclear weapons towards us though? Because that would fuck up everything, man. This nuclear shit, you guys gotta understand. Once this shit explodes, man, shit doesn't get right back to normal, bro. This shit is fucked up. It's like poison. It's radioactive poison.
I think China's gonna attack us more.
It wouldn't make sense to explode this shit. I don't even know why people make it. Like, it's gonna fuck up everything.
Well, that's what evil dictators don't care, though. That's, and they're his.
But, right. But it's gonna really destroy the world. If we're gonna send them bitches back, it's gonna fuck them up, too.
Well, it's gonna end eventually, man. So, I think that's all part of the plan, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Is it really unfolding before our eyes the way we think?
Hey, bro. We're under God's watch, bro. We're not under our, you know.
Under God's watch, man.
When he says it's over, bro.
It could be over in 2 years, bro, if he wants it to be. Like, let's be honest. This shit could hit quick. Yeah, yo, God is good, man.
One of those presidents to push the button, either Xi, Putin, or fucking Biden.
Yeah.
Or whoever, but somebody in
the
UK.
Obviously, I wouldn't think it would take 2 years, but... You just don't know, man. It could take... You just don't know, man.
Actually, I found you... I gotta find this.
You go ahead, man.
I found this, like, it's like a 2023 bingo card that has, like, every, like, major event that could happen, like, worldwide, you see?
Okay.
And some of that shit's already happened to start 2023.
Interesting.
We got major protests, meteor hits Earth, nuclear meltdown, train derailment, which we already had.
Right.
Where is that at? Taiwan being taken over by China.
Where is the train derailment at?
In the Ohio, remember the river?
Okay, Ohio.
Remember that shit when the chemicals fell in the river in eastern Ohio?
That was bad. River, yeah. That's really bad.
Mass shooting, then we just had that again?
We did.
School shooting. Deadly tornado outbreak, then we just had that with Mississippi?
Yeah, we did.
Recently, yeah. Toxic clouds, food plant factory fire, power substations being attacked, U.S. city gets attacked by terrorists.
Whoa.
New type of deadly virus, nuclear war, major cyber attack, unidentified flying object. We already saw that. Definitely. That already happened.
Yeah.
Alien invasion.
What the fuck?
Major earthquake. We had that in Turkey and Syria a couple weeks, months ago. Remember?
We did, yeah.
A lot of people, like 25,000 people died, I think.
25,000?
Did you hear about
that? Not 2,500, bro.
No, it was 25,000.
25K?
A lot of Turkey. Literally a lot.
Whoa.
Turkey and Syria. Yeah.
Now, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Damn.
Category 5 hurricane. Spy balloon. That happened.
That definitely happened, yeah.
World War 3 breaks out. Could be happening
soon. It's already kind of happening.
Riots definitely happened. Gas prices skyrockets. Yes.
That went up.
Devastating wildfire breaks out. I'm going to send you this too.
It's like that's
a bingo card, like a major event that can happen around the world. And some of that shit's already happening, bro.
That's wild. Do you think stuff like that happens every year or no?
Well, the spy balloon, we haven't seen that the last few years, have we?
Definitely not the spy balloon.
Or the...
The alien invasion is probably the wildest one on.
Well, and if I find out, we saw more of that this year than we have seen recently.
For sure. The alien invasion part is probably the most wildest part.
Yeah. That or the U.S. city gets attacked by terrorists.
You know what?
Too,
this is my prediction. This is a hot take.
Yeah.
If nuclear weapons are actually getting deployed, I think aliens may interfere.
Interesting.
That's just my opinion. Because I heard, I don't know if this article is 100% facts, right? But it said alien, like some of the nuclear warheads, we just get turned off. Like, they just stop working. It's been, like, malfunctions with it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna lie, bro. I know aliens are real for sure, bro. The way humans have advanced so fast, there's no way there's not aliens. You know what I'm saying?
But no, bro. Our species is just advanced, too.
Right. But who do you think we got it from, bro?
Like, evolution over time.
Okay, this is a question. How did they make the pyramids?
I think God created the pyramids.
That's what I think. Pyramid, the pyramids isn't natural.
That's what I say. That's why I think God created.
You think God created by himself?
He created the earth.
I know, but God created like natural things. Man made like the buildings, though.
I mean, I don't know. It's, if it can't be explained how you think humans built it, that's why I think
God. I think God is so like God is God. Like we know only a certain amount. God is infinite. I think God could have definitely made aliens. You know, there's other species in the galaxy. I'm pretty sure that God, you know, controls. I think humans just feel like, most humans just think like it's just us, but it's really not.
Yeah.
It's probably aliens in the water, bro.
Yeah, the ocean's not explored. There's probably shit down there for real.
Exactly. And guess what? This is a fact. There's only 30% of the 30% of the world is land.
That's true.
70% is water.
Water, yep.
Think about that. Like, it's ridiculous. But there's been a lot of UFO sightings and shit.
More so, I feel like this year than like previous years.
Yeah, there's always been UFO sightings, though. It's just hard to get it on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think Elon is... you seen what I sent you, bro? What Elon said, bro?
I did say that, bro.
Elon.
Nah, it had to be fake, bro.
What did Elon say?
He said some such shit. I'm not gonna cap.
Elon? Not Elon, bro. I don't know.
He said some such shit. He said something about, like, he kind of made the viewer sound dumb the way he said it. He was just saying, like, things might not make sense to you because you can't make sense of it, but he can. He's kind of putting it like that and said something about he's fruity or something like that. That's what I'm saying. It's not like, how can you judge him for, he said he's straight, but he's like, he can mess with men. That's what he said. Some bullshit.
Come on, Elon.
But I don't think on. I never heard of that though, man.
Just forward or
okay, one reason I've always loved SNL is because it's genuinely live. A lot of people don't realize that we're actually live right now, which means I could say something truly shocking. Like I'm gay and I like balls in my mouth.
Oh shit!
No, that's fake, right? That's fake. Somebody.
Oh my god.
Somebody edited that shit.
Yeah,
I think somebody in the LGBT community might have made that one.
Nah, somebody.
The troll.
That shit sounded like it was him talking. Like, hell, it like
a bro, editor, they, bro, that's crazy. They did it dirty.
I was gonna say, Elon. Peter Paul.
That's definitely Elon. That's crazy. It was real.
Internet, man, is unbeaten, man. No matter who you are, you're gonna have a meme about you. If you're famous. Yeah, catch us on the next podcast and we
out.